95.9 The Fox, Fairfield County Rocks. I'm Alan, and in the studio with me now, I've got two very special guests from Letizia's Pizza. I've got Dennis Letizia, who obviously now I know that name. How's it going, Dennis?
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good. And Danny Seegers, who's also from Letizia's.
Yeah. Morning.
And they're here to talk about Gertie's Pie of Hope. It's their third annual fundraiser for the American Cancer Society. Good morning, fellas.
Morning.
Morning.
So, what is this all about? You're wearing these tie-dye color shirts. They can't see it, so I've got to describe them. It's a pink tie-dye shirt. You've got the bandanas on. Yeah. It's the third annual. What exactly is Gertie's Pie of Hope?
It's actually Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but it's also National Pizza Month.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it was
two good months.
Perfect combination there. Yeah. So we threw around a couple ideas, and we ended up with the mac and cheese with bacon pizza that we've been selling for 3 years. And it's been a hit. You know, the first years and the second year combined, we raised close to $10,000.
Wow.
Just selling this pizza. Yeah. We donate 100% to the American Cancer Society. And this year we actually teamed up with the local chapter, Making Strides 203, which is the Fairfield County based chapter of it. So 100% is going straight to them. And so we have the Real Men Wear Pink campaign that we're sort of also participating in.
So everybody at work's wearing these pink shirts and these bandanas all month.
All month long. And
we're sending them home if they don't.
And we're, again, just donating the 100%, not 100% of the profits, 100%
proceeds,
of the, $14.
Wow.
We sell the pie for $14, and all 14 goes straight to the American Cancer
Society. Is this a pie that you make normally, or is it a special pie for October?
Just October.
Yeah.
So this is a real...
Once it's gone until next October. We'll make it again.
What is the Letizia's Pizza story? Because you're obviously Letizia. Yeah. Is it named after you, or is it named after your family?
Well, my family originally owned Uncle Joe's Restaurant in Norwalk.
Okay.
From 1937 to 1985. They got out in 85, and I decided to reopen a pizza place, but they had sold the name. So I used Letizia's Pizza because everybody in Norwalk knew my last name. And 30 years later, we're still here. And
wow. And you guys have been on a roll. Connecticut Magazine just named you guys the best pizza in Fairfield County. 3 years
three
running?
Years in a row.
3 years,
for the Gold Coast, best of the Gold Coast.
Nice.
So we're on a roll.
And you're three generations of pizzas in your blood.
Yeah, this is the only job I've ever done. So
the pizza's got to be good.
Yeah.
If the pizza's not good, it's not going to work.
I've been doing this since I was a little kid.
So who, may I ask who Gertie is?
Gertie was my mother. She died of breast cancer in 2010. So when we decided to do this, Ken said, hey, you want to name it after your mother? So we did that. So, and it's been going along pretty well ever since.
Gertie's Pie of Hope, and it's a special mac and cheese and bacon pie.
We take the bacon off for the vegans or people who don't like meat. So we brought one today without bacon, just in case somebody in the office came.
I'm sure there is somebody.
And it's
always a somebody.
I'm not one of those people, but I'm sure there is somebody.
It's also topped with breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And it's a homemade mix. It's made with five different cheeses. It's really.
So what made you guys settle on a mac and cheese pizza
We were going back and forth all day, and Dennis is very old school, so it was to do a special pizza in general was going to be a tough sell.
Yep.
So we were going back and forth, and it was apple pie, pumpkin pie, this and that. And I was like, there's no way I can sell that to him. And then when mac and cheese came up, I said, I might be able to do that. So I met up with Dennis that day.
We tested it. Everybody seemed to like it.
Oh, so you really did the test kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
You did everything the right way.
Yeah, we'll never
serve anything that I don't. It's not.
And is it a homemade mac and cheese, or is it Kraft? Is it the box dumped out on top?
It's homemade.
Five different cheeses. So it's
make the mix a few times a week.
I actually made one this morning.
Yep. For
what's the goal? Is it to beat last year? One more pie than last year?
I mean, they always say that whatever we donate is obviously great.
Sure.
But we're also fairly competitive, and we sort of compete against ourselves here.
Yeah. So we want to at least do 5,000.
Yeah.
We don't want to do less than
5,000 pies.
Yeah. No dollars.
Oh.
Yeah. 5,000 pies would be dollars. So
$5,000. I mean,
which is still a lot of pies.
The first year we did right around 5. The second year we did, I think, 4,200. And this year we're on pace for right around 4, probably. But hopefully, with a little more publicity.
Yeah. Sure.
And, getting
our other
the
partner,
word out.
Dave Cook, couldn't be here this morning because he's running the show. But we just wanted to do a little shout out for him,
Dave.
Yeah.
And what does he do?
He's just our third partner.
Oh, okay.
He's running the restaurant.
In order to be a partner, does your name have to start with D?
Well, Dave's my Dave's my cousin, and he's my brother-in-law. So you got to be family. At least.
Family. You keep it in the family. Letizia's Pizza. Yeah. You guys are over on Main Ave.
Yep.
Main Ave, and you've been there.
666 Main Avenue.
Yeah.
Is
don't
that,
get nervous.
Well, I'm not nervous. Yeah, I've been there.
Some of the Catholics won't give me come in, so.
Really?
Yeah, they get nervous when they get a number.
Will they accept a delivery or will they accept a pickup?
They'll come in eventually when they're hungry enough. Or they try other crappy pizza. Sorry about that.
That's true. That's true. I mean, yeah. You got 3 years running. Best in Fairfield County. Best of the Gold Coast. Now, since you guys have pizza in your blood and you know pizza in and out, I got to ask, what is the most important part of the pie? Let's just do with the traditional cheese. Is it the sauce, the cheese, or the dough?
The crust.
It's the crust.
Important, definitely.
Why? What is so important about it?
Ours, though? We use a different kind of flour than 99% of the other pizza places.
Okay.
So. It's a very crispy, it's a very low gluten. It's not, most of the other pizza places use a high gluten flour. We use a full strength, so it's going to be, it's not heavy. You know, it's not the chewy, you know, your fill after two slices.
Nice.
So, and then, of course, the sauce, we use a Pennsylvania tomato.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people use California.
Sure.
That, but we get our tomatoes all from Pennsylvania.
Interesting. Yeah. I didn't think Pennsylvania was a big tomato.
And we've been using the same cheese, Cutrafello, which is now Wade's.
Sure.
Since 1937, we've been doing business with them.
Now, are the recipes, did you grow up using the grandfather's recipes?
My grandfather learned this in World War I.
Oh, wow.
Recipe. He came up with it. So he came over here from Italy.
Okay.
And he became a citizen. He went World War I. He came back and he opened his first restaurant in 1937.
In Westport?
It was Westport for like a month.
Okay.
It didn't work out. Then he went to Wall Street in Norwalk from 37 to 47.
Okay.
And then New Canaan Avenue from 47. He died in 62. His son and daughter ran it until 85. We got out of business in 85.
And you came back in 91.
Yeah.
Cool. And I do got to ask, this is the eternal question when it comes to pizza. Pineapples on pizza, yay or nay?
I was nay for like 20-some years, but they finally made me put it on. I won't eat it, but I'll make it, you know?
Well, as long as you make it well, yeah, as long as you make it taste good, but you can't do it yourself.
No, I wouldn't eat it, but I make it.
I think Dave likes it, right?
I don't know. Dave's got weird taste.
That's why he's not allowed here today.
If you put cheese on his burger, he'll throw it against the wall and make you go get another one.
He'll eat pizza with cheese on it.
Yeah. Oh. He won't eat burgers with cheese.
Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with the cheeseburger.
He won't eat eggs for breakfast. He's obsessed with Pop-Tarts right now. Sorry, Dave.
Will he eat eggs for lunch?
No.
He won't eat eggs.
Yeah.
He had a bad experience with eggs.
Yeah.
Oh, one bad egg. You know? That's happened.
Dave has some eating issues. Sorry.
So it's the mac and cheese and bacon pie from Letizia's Pizza, 666 Main Ave. It is their big American Cancer Society fundraiser till October 31st.
31st, Halloween. Yes. It's over. So
Halloween, it's over. Every single pie, $14, goes directly.
And we're a little behind this year, so we got to catch up. So
and we also have a page with the Real Men Wear Pink campaign through the American Cancer Society, where if you for some reason don't like mac and cheese on a pizza, you can donate.
Okay.
And that link is on our Instagram and our Facebook. Instagram is at Letizia's _pizza.
Letizia is Letizia. S.
And we have a donation box in the restaurant. Yeah. So if you don't want to eat that pie and you just want to donate, feel free.
And that's there right now. It's there until the end of October. It is National Breast Center Month, Breast Care Month. It's National Pizza Month. It's a perfect marriage between the two.
Sounds good.
I love it. Danny and Dennis, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having us.